I have not seen him, but I've heard about him. I heard from him.
Okay. Now, the building that you store corn in is called a what?
Corn crib.
What about grain, storage places for grain?
Well, if it's wheat, we call it a wheat house. Sometimes we have a silo for our grain and forage.
Okay. Now, talking about the hay, if too much hay is gathered to keep in the barn, how is it kept outside?
Well, we have hay stacks.
Okay.
We call them stacks, you call them ricks and cups and whatever.
All right, what about, what's a hay barrack? Do you know hay barrack?
I do not.
Okay.
Hay barrack, B-A-R-R-A-C-K?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can visualize something like that, where this hay is, you just build a roof on posts, and then stack your hay underneath that.
With a four post?
Yeah, four posts, or if you want it larger, well, I have maybe 6, 8, or 10 posts right down there, and put your hay underneath that, put a roof over it, no sides to it, and it's protected from the rain. I can visualize that, but I never heard it called.
That's
about
good. That's the description was good. Okay. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Well, it depends on the type of hay you're cutting. If it's a green hay, oats, pea vine, things like that, you have to let it cure. Stay in the sunshine until it cures, dries out. Sometimes when the hay is heavy, we have to go in and chop it up. Mm-hmm. Break those joints, you know, so that that it will dry more rapidly than it would normally.
Okay. Now,
Does that answer your question? After it dries on the ground, you see, then we have a rake and rake it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have forks to pick it up and put it on the truck or else we bale it. And then load it on the truck.
Okay, that's fine, yes, sir. Okay, now, what do you fry eggs in for breakfast?
Well, we call them frying pans, skillets, and what have you.
Okay. What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use to heat water?
Wash pot. Yeah, we'd make lard, and that's what we call the wash pot.
Well, would you use it for other things, too?
Yes. We'd use it for scalding hogs and you know, heating water, getting scalding water.
All right.
And back in the old days, we'd use it when we had to soak our wheat before we planted it, soak the wheat in it and get it out, plant it.
Do you ever boil any potatoes or anything like that in it?
No, not outdoors. Now, sometimes we'd boil hog feed. Things like that in that pot. We'd boil cottonseed if we wanted to feed our cows cottonseed instead of cottonseed meal and hull.
Mm-hmm.
We'd boil the cottonseed and then take them out and feed them to the cow.
Okay. Now, if you ever wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to foo her?
Put in what?
Her nest to foo her.
Well, I guess you'd call it a nest egg. You could put just get a glass egg, but I never did think that it made any difference.
Okay, all right, if it's a glass egg, what kind of glass, what's another name that you could call it?
I don't know.
Like your best dishes, what would you call it?
China?
Yeah.
China egg. Yeah. Just call them glass eggs, China eggs.
All right. You don't think it does much good, huh?
I don't think so, no. No, I think the feed you give the hen has much more to do with the laying. And the only thing you've got to mind is what that nest egg, China egg, does is to cause her to, you can take the egg that she lays out of the nest and leave that one in and she go back to it. Whereas if you break up the nest,
uh-huh.
Then she's liable to lay anyway, like a partridge.